Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope your week is going well. I hope you, your family, your friends, everyone is staying strong and healthy in your world right now. And yes, kids, football is back. College football fully kicked off this past week, and we have already seen some really surprising things take place. And it started immediately Thursday night when South Florida just throttled Boise State, a team who we thought would roll through their schedule pretty easily and probably win the Mountain West pretty easily and maybe even get into the college football playoff pretty easily. Yeah, not so fast. South Florida could be a problem. Then on Saturday, we saw Ohio State completely shut down Arch Manning and the number one Texas Longhorns. Now, I know, Arch Manning is now the subject of all the memes and all the jokes, and he's horrible, and how did anyone think he could play, and he's Uncle Rico. Slow down. He's not that bad. This kid can play. He'll get better. We saw late in that game, he kind of started to make a little run. I actually thought Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian didn't do a great job of having him or his offensive line ready. And I thought that was a big factor. I'm thinking Arch is going to look better the further we go. He's a very inexperienced guy. Chalk that up to experience. He'll get some more of it. Unranked Florida State took number 8 Alabama to the woodshed on Saturday too. Blew them up 31-17. And you know, Alabama looks soft. And Alabama looked slow, and Alabama looked like they didn't really care. Now, I think Florida State looks good, but it was really hard to tell because Bama looks so bad. And right now, hey, Bama is in a panic. Those crazy hillbillies are like selling chickens and pies right now to raise the $60 million buyout to buy out head coach Kalen DeBoer. Like, as we speak, they want to get rid of that guy. Brian Kelly and LSU finally won a season opener. They came back to beat Clemson on the road. It is probably Brian Kelly's best win with the Tigers so far. We saw on Sunday night a pretty entertaining game as Miami scraped past Notre Dame. I was into that game. That was a fun one. And then we had the opening of the Bill Belichick era in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as the Tar Heels hosted TCU. That did not go well. Hey, Belichick looked a lot more like post-Brady Belichick than during Brady Belichick or even pre-Brady Belichick. That was bad. And again, it wasn't just that UNC got beat. It was that they kind of quit. I expected them to get beat. That didn't surprise me. I didn't think they'd just quit. But TCU just crushed the Tar Heels in their own building. I mean, at one point, TCU was up 41-7, which is crazy because that point spread is also the same difference between Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. Coincidence? I mean, yeah, I guess, but what a creepy coincidence. Hey, remember, you should be stopping by DailyDoseSports.com every week to see what new things we have going on over there. We have links to the podcast. We have links to new articles every week. I know a lot of you are wondering how the Denver Broncos are going to do this week. Never fear. We took a look in the crystal ball, got an article up over there where we break down every single game and let you know what is going to go on in the Denver Broncos season this year. So make sure you check that out. But we have links to the video and we have links to Daily Dose gear. Maybe you need a Daily Dose t-shirt, sweatshirt, hoodie, baseball cap. Got it all over there. Make sure you stop by DailyDoseSports.com. Also, you can always email the podcast at DailyDoseSports@gmail.com. We hear from listeners now and then. And sometimes we get something that is good enough that we even discuss it on the show. Feel free to send in your email. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Hey, today on The Dose, the 2025 NFL season begins tomorrow. Yes, the Philadelphia Eagles are hosting the Dallas Cowboys in what should be a very interesting game. But today, we are going to be bringing you what is the biggest, most jam-packed NFL spectacular in the history of the Daily Dose. In fact, we have so much to get to, we need to jump in right now. Joining us this week on The Dose, we have our illustrious panel of NFL experts to let us know exactly what to expect this season and who we can expect to see in Super Bowl 60 this next February. My goodness, Super Bowl 60. Feeling old just right off the bat. First up, we have president of the Daily Dose I-Team that finds the stories no one else can find, West Virginia Mountaineer and Philadelphia Eagles fan, Big Rob, is back again this week to break down the NFL. Rob, welcome back. Always enjoy having you do our NFL preview show.
Oh, yeah. Good to be back and ready to talk about the big boys.
Yeah. We got some big mysteries we're going to have to figure out. Hey, just a brief note. Mike from Castle Rock wanted to be here, couldn't be here, had a family situation he is tending to. But next up, we have our wily, savvy veteran and DU pioneer, sometimes Utah U, Larry from Centennial. Larry, as a Bronco season ticket holder, have the Broncos, you know, gotten you from behind that pole that you had to sit behind for years?
It's taken years to get out from behind that concrete block.
Holy cow, that's been a battle. Oh, I mean, you've been a season ticket holder for a long time now. You've been battling that the entire time.
You'd think my priority number would be less than 10,500 and whatever it is.
No, you would think. Yeah. They got a lot to deal with. They got a lot of people that they are dealing with. Gentlemen, we are going to dive in to our NFL preview show. We are going to knock down the entire thing in one fell swoop. A lot of times we do two different shows. This year, it's on top of us. We got to jump in. We got to get to everything. But first up, I want to touch on a couple storylines that we've got to get to. Because the 2025 NFL season is kicking off tomorrow night. Got Eagles versus Cowboys. I can't wait. Got a really good stacked weekend of football coming up. But one thing fans are going to notice is the new rule of how they measure for that first down. Because beginning this season, the NFL will determine whether teams have made first downs by using Sony's Hawkeye system of 6 8K cameras placed around every stadium. Probably have a better view than Larry does. They will optically track the position of the ball. And the chain gang, they say it's still going to be on the sideline as a secondary measure, but they're going to use a camera to spot the ball. I saw it in the preseason. I didn't particularly care either way. And if it takes the human error out of it, I am for it. If it takes the NFL's blatant bias for the Kansas City Chiefs out, then I am for it. Larry, do you like the new first down situation? What do you have going there?
I love it. Although I've always loved the element of danger, you know, with the chain gang.
Yes, with the chain gang.
So they're taking that away from us. But, you know, anything to make it a little more reliable would be good.
Yeah. Now, speed it up, make it more reliable. Yeah, I agree.
The problem is they still have to use the chain gang, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because you got to see it.
Those guys are going to be dozing. You know, if it's not their primary job, right, they're going to be asleep on the job. Yeah. They're going to, you know, they have to elbow the guy like, hey, yeah, you got to take the chain out there. So it's going to be fun no matter what.
I like it. Rob, are you in favor of this new situation?
So far, we'll see how it goes. I'm just waiting for those, you know, primetime Monday night game where the cameras call out and there's still some questions about it. So we'll see.
Well, you know, we saw in the playoff game last year, we saw Josh Allen get what everyone looked at and said, that's a first down. And the refs came back and said, I don't know. Didn't seem like a first down to us. And amazingly enough, it just happened to be against those Kansas City Chiefs. I know, what are the odds, but it happened again. One story I do want to keep an eye on this season. We know the NFL is the copycat league. Well, two of the top teams in the league, in the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens, have bona fide franchise running backs in Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. And it's not just those two. I mean, Atlanta's got Bijan Robinson. The Lions have Jamar Gibbs. Tampa has Bucky Irving. Green Bay has Josh Jacobs. Rob, is the NFL seeing the return of the NFL running back being the guy?
I think so for now. Probably next couple seasons at least, you know, ebbs and flows with it. So I think for now it'll get heavy like that. And then probably another 3-4 seasons down the line, they'll start throwing it a little bit more. So for now, yes.
I would agree with that. Larry, we grew up in an era where the NFL running back was like a huge thing. I mean, we saw great, you know, backfields growing up. Do you like this return to that NFL running back being a star?
Well, I do. I love it. And I don't really ever think it was gone. I think it was just kind of deprioritized for teams that didn't have a running game and, yeah, or a decent offensive line play, right? The running game has always been a successful way to go. And it helps if you have, you know, Saquon Barkley, right?
Yeah, now, for sure.
There's very few of those guys. And so I think, you know, unless you have one, and I think we've got a few more now, and it's more running back by committee, less injuries. It still is an important part of the game. So, yeah, I do like a running game.
Well, and I think, you know, you kind of alluded to this point, too. I think a lot of it sometimes, too, is they haven't been able to keep running backs healthy. You've got Barkley and you know, Henry. These are guys that have stood up to a little bit of all the beatings they take and keep going. Maybe they're just special. We'll see. But a lot of times you have these teams going running back by committee. I know we're probably going to do that in Denver this year. Sometimes you just don't have the household name at running back because he's not always on the field quite as much. One last story I want to watch this year. Last season, we saw one of the most impressive freshman classes in NFL quarterback history. Caleb Williams played. Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy didn't even play, but I mean, right there alone, there's some big-time quarterbacks. Are we going to see a sophomore slump, Larry? Are they going to take a step back, or are they going to just kind of keep it rolling?
They'll take – I mean, some will, for sure, yeah, right? I mean, it's just odds. There's tape on them now, all that stuff that you know, people talk about. So it's not going to be as easy. So, yeah, I think they're going to take a step back. Which ones is going to be the interesting part, right?
For sure.
Guys like McCarthy didn't show anything last year. But,
yeah.
So is he really a sophomore? I don't know. He's
kind of still a rookie.
He's, you know, you got to count him. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and to sit here and tell you which ones I think will take a step back, I have no clue. It's going to be the ones
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a work in progress for sure. Rob, do we count J.J. McCarthy as now a rookie, as a sophomore? Do we count Caleb Williams as a rookie, as a sophomore? He got zero coaching last year, so maybe he's still a rookie too. How do you rate that?
Yeah, both rookies.
I mean, I guess there's no way to take a step back for Caleb. He can only improve. All right. We are going to plow through every single team in the NFL. We are going to give a brief preview what to expect. We're going to make our picks for who is going to make the playoffs and eventually who is going to be going to the Super Bowl. But let's go ahead and jump in. And let's start in the AFC East, where the Buffalo Bills once again won the division and made it all the way to the AFC Championship with most valuable player quarterback, Josh Allen. Hey, they didn't stand pat. They've added a little bit to their defense. They went and got pass rusher Joey Bosa. I mean, the Bills look pretty good. Larry, who will the Bills lose to in the playoffs this year?
Well, I'll save that for later.
Okay.
But, I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Do you like the Bills?
Bills are going to be good. Yeah. You know. They'll continue to be good. They added some pieces, although I think they had a couple injuries too. It all kind of washes out. They still have top talent. They're in a division that they're going to win easily, I think. You always have to talk about the environment for, you know, 8 or 9 home games. I'm not sure how many they have this year, but it's a tough place to play. So, yeah, I got Bills looking pretty good in that division.
Yeah, I do too. I've got Bills go to the playoffs. Rob, do you like the Bills to make the playoffs again this year?
Yeah, I do. This is my division winner.
Yeah, mine too. I'm going to have them as division winner. Larry, you got them division winner? You got them as just a wild card? Division winner.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump forward. The Miami Dolphins took a large step backward last season. They went just 8-9. They missed the playoffs. Hey, the Dolphins have got to keep quarterback Tua Tagovailoa healthy. He's being held together right now with some bubble gum and duct tape. And I actually think their defense could be a little bit better. But, Rob, why will Mike McDaniels be the first coach to be fired this year?
Because Tua's going to get hurt.
Yes, he will. And when he does, it's all going to go south. Do you like the Dolphins this year?
I don't. And like I said, I think you touched on it with Tua. 4 out of the last 5 seasons, he hasn't played more than 13 games. Yep. So if he's healthy, I think they have a chance. But I just have a feeling he's not going to make it all the way through the season, and this falls apart. So I do not like the Dolphins this year.
Yeah, I don't either. I've got them out of the playoffs. Larry, what about you?
Don't like the Dolphins. Too much swirling around down there. And the opposite of Buffalo, they can't play anywhere that isn't 80 degrees, right? Yeah. So, yeah, no, I don't like the Dolphins.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to some cold places in that division. That's not going to bode well for the Dolphins. The New England Patriots pulled the plug on the Jared Mayo coaching experiment after just one season. They went 4-13 last year, and they were like, I know it's only 1 year. Jared Mayo, you're gone. In comes former Patriot and Tennessee Titans coach Mike Vrabel to save the franchise. Hey, Vrabel's going to improve this team immediately because they were a mess last year. They just looked disorganized. He inherits quarterback Drake May. He gets a scrappy defense. Here is my concern. Please remember, Vrabel went just a little over 500 as the head coach of the Titans. He won the division twice in 6 years. He did make it to the playoffs three times, but he only went 2-2 in four playoff games. And keep this in mind, he was notoriously hard on his quarterbacks. That doesn't sound like a great combo for Drake May. I know people are rushing to put the Patriots back in a Super Bowl conversation. I'm saying slow down. Larry, how do you look at the Patriots?
Yeah, they're going to be better.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, that takes time too. They can't rise to the level of, I think, competing for, you know, a division title. Yep. By any means. So I've got them pretty much better, but middle of the road for sure.
Yeah, I've got them sitting at that kind of same spot. Maybe an 8-9 kind of year or something like that. I don't know that they rise too much. Rob, what about you? You like the Patriots this year?
I do. I actually have them sneaking into the playoffs as a wild card. This is wild card, or one of my wild card teams.
Sure.
But yeah, like you mentioned, Vrabel's a good coach. Questions about the secondary a little bit, but they did spend a lot during the offseason, and that schedule is pretty easy. So I think
that'll be the good part. Yeah, good point. They do get an easy schedule. We'll see if Drake May is as good as he kind of showed flashes of last year. Got to see it now all the time. Finish up that AFC East. The New York Jets were a disaster yet again last year. They went 5-12. This team has talent, especially on defense. They fired head coach Robert Saleh. They hired Detroit Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn to try to fix this mess. Like I said, that defense is talented, but quarterback Justin Fields is terrible. Rob, why can't the Jets have nice things?
I don't know. I don't know why, but I do agree with you. I think they will be better, a little bit better than expected. I think I'm going to pull maybe a couple upsets this year, but all in all, not enough to make the playoffs, but they do finish higher than the Dolphins in the division.
Okay, we got Dolphins sitting dead last. Larry, do you like the Jets this year?
No, I don't like the Jets either. I get Aaron Glenn is going to infuse, you know, a little more winning into the thought, but I've been hearing the Jets have the talent, right? So I think they do, but You can't go very far with bad quarterback play. So agreed. I agree with you also there. No, I'm not on the Jets this year at all.
All right. So me and Larry have the same thing. We've each got the Bills. Rob's got the Bills winning the division, and then he's got the Patriots sneaking in as a wild card. All right, let's move next to the NFC East, where the Dallas Cowboys are maybe the most bizarre team in the NFL. Jerry Jones might not be the worst owner in the history of sports, but he is in the running for the worst general manager in the history of sports. The Cowboys got absolutely fleeced. They gave away linebacker Micah Parsons for an aging defensive lineman and like some magic beans. Dallas went 7-10 last year. They missed the playoffs. They fired head coach Mike McCarthy, but then no one wanted the job. So Jones had to give it to offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer, who has a history of not being good at his job. It's unbelievable to me. I don't understand it at all. Here's my question. Larry, what if Mike McCarthy was actually doing a decent job considering the hand he was dealt? I mean, maybe he was doing better than we think he was. What if they're not as bad as they could be?
Well, that is 100% true. And I think that was what a lot of people were saying, right? Like, McCarthy's not a bad coach. He doesn't just overnight become a bad coach. But Dallas is a strange place right now. And it'd be just perfect if people counted him out. You probably shouldn't. And I'm not going to either.
Okay.
I don't have him winning the division by any means.
You got him getting in the playoffs, though?
No, I don't have him in the playoffs either. Okay.
But other than that, they're going to be really good.
But other than that, right? Yeah, exactly. Well, they're not going to be a disaster. right? I don't think. They have the potential to be, but I don't think they will be.
Rob, you see this team quite often, being an Eagles fan. Are the Dallas Cowboys going to be a disaster this year?
They are. And it's the Parsons, too. Letting Parsons go, that's bad vibes starting the season.
That has got to be a mojo killer, doesn't it?
Yeah, because everybody thought he was coming back. You know, he was just holding out, but they were going to get the deal done. So with him leaving, you know, so close to the season starting, just bad vibes. So, yeah, this is crash and burn.
Here is my concern, in all honesty. I could see Dak going out, having a great year, comeback year, throwing for $5,000. And it doesn't matter because the defense is going to be so terrible. They're not going to stop anybody. I don't know. This feels really, really bad. Cowboys fans are hot. I don't know if Brian Schottenheimer has ever been good at his job. I don't have the Cowboys getting into anything either, but I am fascinated to watch. I can't wait to watch this team this year. I think it's going to be exciting. The New York Giants were an abysmal 3-14 last year, so they went out to upgrade their quarterback position because it floundered under Daniel Jones. So they brought in Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and then they drafted Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart. Rob, the Giants should be a little better this year, but what week will Russ get benched?
Week 4.
Okay. Yeah, that seems right.
He's out and Dart is in.
Dart is
in,
yeah.
And could be interesting. I think he might be the guy in the long run. Looked pretty good in the preseason.
He did.
They do have a little bit of talent. Defense is okay, so I think they'll be interesting. But, I've definitely got him missing the playoffs.
Can Jameis get into a few games, and can we get him mic'd up when he does? Because, yes. Honestly, that is the gift that keeps on giving. Larry, do you have the Giants getting anywhere near the postseason?
No, and I don't know that Wilson makes it to week 4, although I that's probably a pretty good mark in the sand there. Yeah, I think they move on to the kid, and then, you know, and then they're building for next year, right? So yeah. I do think they have some talent. But I also think that they're going to experience the quarterback turmoil, and that is not good for them, right?
Well, and the hard part for the Giants is that schedule is rough to start with. So if you start 0-3, 0-4, why in the world would you keep Russ in? There's no reason to. You're not paying him. The Broncos are paying him. So what do you care? You dump him and you go to Dart. Yeah, and I think for that reason, I think they might be a little better than us here. It's not saying much, but they're not going to get anywhere near the postseason. No. We go next to the Philadelphia Eagles, who went 14-3. They rolled to a Super Bowl title, but they did lose some talented players. They lost Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, but they're just drafting so well. Not even sure it matters. And the biggest problem is the division can't keep up. You know, I was texting with Larry when the Dallas Cowboys trade went down with Michael Parsons. I said, Larry, what are they doing? And Larry said, they're making it easy on the Eagles. Larry, the Eagles are just winning it all again, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're the cream of the crop, right?
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise, and I think they, you know, the last few years they've proven they're up there talent wise, coaching wise, you know, everything really. So I think you got to look at them like, don't overthink it. They're going to be, they'll win the division. They'll go into the postseason, you know, well positioned. They're the real deal. Yep.
Rob, you're just living, you're just basking in the glory right now. You're just enjoying all of it, taking it all in. It's got to be great to be an Eagles fan right now.
Yes, yes. Things are good coming off last year, obviously, and feel good about it again this year. Offense is back. Like you mentioned, we lost a lot on defense. It's young, but I think by the time, you know, end of the season playoff rolls around, we have it figured out. I didn't want to pick them as the division winner just because of this conference. Haven't had a repeat in like 20 years, but
yeah.
Couldn't talk myself out of it.
I know.
The Eagles winning the division.
Yeah, I've got the Eagles winning the division as well. Larry, you have Philly winning it?
Yes. Okay.
All right, let's finish up the NFC East, where the Washington Commanders were the surprise of the 2024 season. After going 4-13 in 2023, they went 12-5 last year. They went all the way to the NFC title game. Rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels was amazing. But I'll say this, everything kind of broke their way. I'm not sure it's going to be quite as easy as this season. Rob, are the Commanders due for to take a step backward?
Yes, a small step back. Like you mentioned, everything just went their way last year. So I think they'll still be really good, but I have them actually missing the playoffs.
Do you?
I do. Not going to make the playoffs. They're right in there, around 9-10 wins.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll get into tiebreakers and things like that, but I have them just outside of the playoffs.
Okay.
Not making it.
Okay. I agree with you. I think they're going to take a step back. I have them just squeaking in as a wild card. Larry, how do you have the Washington Commanders this year?
I have them in the playoffs. I like them. I think they keep the momentum going. Yeah, I've got them in the wild card and looking for Jaden Daniels to, you know, keep rolling. I don't think he's one of the ones that'll have a slump.
Here's my concern for Washington. That is a really old roster. That's the oldest roster in the NFL by like a full year. If they have any kind of problem, it could be long term because you could have some of these old dudes going down, you know, with a bad hip or something. I don't know. They gotta be careful. Let's move over to the AFC North, where the Baltimore Ravens went 12-5. They went to the AFC playoffs where they outplayed the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs, but they had too many turnovers and they lost the game they probably should have won. This offseason, they added a few receivers. They go get Cooper Rush. They go get DeAndre Hopkins. The defense should still be pretty good. Larry, will Lamar Jackson ever win a playoff game?
He will, and I think he's going to do it this year. Okay. I don't know that, you know, the pieces that they add are, I think, in my view, kind of not luxury, but they're not, you know, big holes to fill either.
Yeah, a little more depth, yeah.
They're one of those teams that is, you know, they're, if you were to throw them out, you know, the day after the Super Bowl, they're one of the teams that would, you know, have enough talent across the board, coaching, all that kind of stuff to compete right away. So, yeah, I actually have Baltimore winning that division.
I do too. Rob, do you like the Ravens to win the AFC North again?
Yeah, like you guys said, offense is back. I think they'll be good again. Defense started off shaky, ended the year a little bit better. And then, they made some defensive moves this offseason as well. So, yeah, I've got them winning the division.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're going to be very, very good. I think they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. The Cincinnati Bengals, well, they're kind of the modern-day Houston Oilers. Tons of offense, no defense. The Bengals started last year 3-5 and then rallied to a 9-8 record, but they just missed the playoffs. In the offseason, they handed out big contracts to wide receivers Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. They just gave a big one to defensive lineman Trey Hendrickson. But I'm worried that they paid those three players a ton, but then they have dollar players like everywhere else besides Joe Burrow. Can they block? Can they cover anyone? What if Joe B gets hurt again? Coach Zach Taylor decided this year, hey, we're going to play starters in the preseason. We want to avoid that slow start. Rob, what week will Joe Burrow get taken off on a stretcher?
He's going to hang in there. He's going to hang in there okay. This year.
All right.
Yeah, just straight shootouts. The defense, as bad as they are, I think they got a little bit better, but the offense is good enough to hang. So I actually have the Bengals sneaking in this year as a wild card.
Okay. Larry, Cincinnati, do you like them or leave them?
I've got the Bengals in too. I think they recover from last year. Yeah, the defense is still going to struggle, but when I look at the schedule, I don't see if they can score 30 points, I don't see, you know, a lot of teams that are going to score the same 34 points they did last year and win those games. I think they got enough weapons on offense. They'll have just enough defense. They get into the playoffs as wild card.
Okay. Rob's got them in. Larry's got them in. I do not. I have no faith. I think Burrow played out of his mind last year. They better stop for him from getting hit every doggone play, because if they don't, he's going to end up leaving on a gurney of some sort. You know what I wish they'd bring back? Brief side note. Remember the football helmet carts they would drive out on the field to get injured guys? Bring them back. Those are phenomenal. I love those things. All right, moving forward. After making the playoffs in 2023, the world continued to heal as the Cleveland Browns last year got back to their essence. They went 3-14. The Browns did give defensive monster Myles Garrett a huge contract, and then they handed the quarterback job to 74-year-old Joe Flacco. You've got Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders backing him up. Larry, how soon will the Browns retire Shedeur's jersey?
Week 5.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Flacco's not going to make it through a whole season, and then they are going to have decisions to make on their
they're rookie quarterbacks, aren't they?
Neither of which are very good, right? No. Against division talent and the rest of the league. So they're a mess, And I think they know they're a mess, and they're just going to ride this year out, right? And hope for the best in the draft.
Well, and I also saw that they did not put Deshaun Watson on the season-ending injured reserve, which means he could come back. He might get out, guys. I can't wait. Oh,
they might need him. Yeah.
Browns are another team I can't wait to watch. Rob, how do you see the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I think the defense is going to be decent, so kind of keeps him in the game. But at the end of the day, you know, no quarterback play, so definitely missing the playoffs.
They're going to struggle a little bit. All right, let's finish up this AFC North. The Pittsburgh Steelers did what they do last year. They started fast. They were 8-2 in their first 10 games. And then they lost 5 of their final 7 because Russell Wilson is no longer very good. So the Steelers limped in the playoffs. They got beat in the wild card game. Well, the Steelers are done fooling around. They're not going to have quarterbacks that are past their prime. So they brought in 59-year-old Aaron Rodgers to get things right. Can Rodgers single-handedly break the streak of winning seasons that head coach Mike Tomlin is going? Because Tomlin just wins. That's what he does. He has winning years. But I don't know if he's going to do it this year. My peyote vision says Aaron Rodgers could break this. Rob, the Steelers are going to be a winning team again under Aaron Rodgers.
No, I agree with you. Rodgers breaks the streak. They finish 8-9. Yeah, in theory, they should be better. I mean, the defense is always good. In theory, the offense should be better. You can make the argument Rodgers is the best QB they've had since Roethlisberger. Metcalf, probably the best since Antonio Brown. Yeah. So it feels like they should, but I just don't think so down the stretch. I think, again, they're right there in the mix. But yeah, 8 wins, finish 8-9, and miss out on the playoffs.
Yeah, I could totally see it going that way. Larry, what do you think about the Steelers this year?
I don't like them. I think it's a toss-up between them and Cleveland, to be honest with you. I could be totally wrong, but I think Pittsburgh puts way too much credence on Mike Tomlin's, you know, being a coach.
Yeah.
Way too much concentration on the defensive side of the ball. So, I don't have them going anywhere, and I don't have them making the playoffs.
Okay. I am going to have them making the playoffs with like a 9-8 record and then just getting beat again because it's just what they do every year. My concern for that is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't like getting hit. We saw it last year. He just wanted to get rid of the ball. And if that is the case, they're not going to make it. I'm going to have them squeak in because that's what they do, but I'm not going to feel very good about it. Next up, we have the NFC North that saw the Detroit Lions and the Minnesota Vikings make the playoffs last year. They have very good records, but then both failed in the postseason. First up, we have the Chicago Bears, though. Now, the Bears fired their head coach, Matt Eberflus. They went 5-12, and they have now brought in Detroit Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson to try to fix quarterback Caleb Williams. We talked a little bit about Williams earlier. Hey, Williams is basically a rookie again. Rob, why is Caleb Williams, though, why is he also the guy that I'm pretty sure sneaks up behind his buddies and covers their eyes and says, guess who?
I-Team is working on that story. We'll I'll follow up with you.
Thank you.
But I knew that you I-Team would. Has some more on that. But, Bears, I think they'll, you know, definitely get a coaching boost. I think the offense will be better. Defense should be a little better. So I think we see improvement, but I have them missing the playoffs.
I do too. And I think they have to get better. They were so disorganized. When you watch the Eberflus, Williams wouldn't even look at him. He wouldn't even acknowledge him. He was totally dismissed. Hey, Ben Johnson's going to be hard. He's going to be kind of a pain, but I think he's going to have their attention. I think they're going to improve. I just don't know if they can improve that much. That would be a pretty big jump for them, especially in this division, which is pretty tough. Larry, how do you like the Bears?
Middle of the road also. Yeah. Improved. I at some point things have to kind of start clicking for Williams, right? I think he's too good, right? But obviously we haven't seen it yet. So I think it won't be at the beginning, right, of the season, but I do think something starts clicking. And one of the reasons that, you know, we'll talk about later, but this division is going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I think Chicago really makes it tough if they make that improvement.
I would agree with that. You know, I really want to see early on kind of have that mic'd up situation with Caleb Williams, especially like when they play the Packers and they play Micah Parsons. And when he's just yelling personal foul, I just want to see what that sounds like, because I have a feeling that's exactly what that sounds like. The Detroit Lions were highly impressive in 2024. They go 15-2, but by the time they got to the postseason, they were so banged up, they're so beat up, they lose in the divisional round to the Commanders. Hey, I expect the Lions to be very good again, but keep in mind, they did lose both their offensive and defensive coordinators. They're still going to be very talented, though. But Larry, can the Lions just not shoot themselves in the foot with their silly, you know, fourth down tries and stuff like that? Can the Lions get back to being a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, how many fourth down, go for it on fourth down can you do, right?
Brutal.
Yeah. I do. And I think they're in one of those positions where they're getting, you know, every team at the top tends to lose a little bit of talent, and, yeah, and they surely did, right, with their coordinators and such.
Yeah.
But I still think they're the best team in that division, and I think they're really a tough team, which means a lot in football. So I've got them winning the division again.
Okay. Rob, do you like the Lions? Are they going to be a contender here? Are they going to get in the postseason?
Yes. You already mentioned they lost both coordinators, so that worries me. So they're going to take a step back. I think the defense would be better, and then obviously they should be healthier. So I have them in as a wild card.
I've got them as a wild card as well. I'm going to be real interested to see who ends up getting in out of this division. Larry, you have them winning the division, though?
I do.
Okay. Okay. Let's move forward. The Green Bay Packers went 11-6 last year. They made the playoffs, but they were also pretty banged up. They got beaten pretty easily by the Eagles in the postseason. Now they do get Micah Parsons, and they got him for not all that much. Hey, Packers could be a dark horse team to win the NFC. Now, I keep hearing rumors that quarterback Jordan Love is good. Rob, I've never seen it. Have you witnessed it? Because I, whenever I turn it on, it's like when I used to watch Brock Purdy in college. I never saw it. Every time I see it, he looks like an idiot. Rob, help me out. Have you seen him be good?
The numbers say he's good. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with that, because every time I see it with my own eyes, I'm like, him?
Huh. Yeah, the record's good. You know, I think they'll be back in the playoffs again. Pretty solid roster, top to bottom. Yeah, and I think they do enough. So this is actually going to be my division winner, Packers.
See, I've got them as my division winner as well, because I think Micah Parsons just changes that defense and makes them that much better. But, Jordan, you better show me something, because I haven't seen anything. I don't know why. Every time I watch him, I'm like, oh, I heard he's good. I'm going to watch him. And I watch him. Really? Him? He has some... Now, they did bring in some more receiving talent. Maybe that helps. Maybe that's going to help him a little bit. Larry, how do you like the Packers?
Well, for all the reasons you just said, that's why I don't have them winning the division. Okay. I need to see it. You know, I do have them in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a wild card.
They get a wild card. But, yeah, I just don't see how or I haven't seen enough of them beating out Detroit for the division.
That's going to be very, very fun to watch. I can't wait to see those two. Battle it out. We finish up with another team that could be in the battle as well, because the Minnesota Vikings, they had one of the weirdest seasons ever last year. The Vikings go to a 14-3 record behind quarterback Sam Darnold, but down the stretch, he wasn't very good. And then the playoffs, he's awful. So after the season, they let Darnold leave because they have rookie JJ McCarthy, who blew his knee in the preseason last year. Well, JJ McCarthy may have the best situation for any quarterback. He's got great receivers. He has a ton of help. He's got a decent defense. I mean, they should be pretty good. However, Larry, is there any chance the Vikings could hire Connor Stallions to kind of shape this whole thing up?
That might help, right?
I would think it would help JJ specifically.
Might help. That's what he's used to. Yeah, and again, the tough division, right?
So, yeah.
You know, I had to think long and hard about where I was going to have Minnesota, but I can't remember exactly when he was ready to play, you know, coming off the injury. We didn't see him last year at all.
No.
So really a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Right. So
yeah, I would agree.
You gotta have that more than anything else. I don't have him making the playoffs.
Okay. I've got Minnesota sneaking in as a wild card, but that might be way overestimating them. And anytime you count on Minnesota to do anything, I guess it's kind of like, you know, Jordan Love. You're like, them? Okay. Rob, how do you like the Vikings this year?
I've got them missing the playoffs. JJ McCarthy is the question for me. Like I said, defense is solid. Offense should be great. I don't know. I wasn't that impressed with him in college either. I do trust O'Connell as the coach, but yeah, just not enough for me. So I got him just missing the playoffs.
Okay. I've got three teams out of this division getting in the Packers, Vikings, and Lions. I've got the Packers winning it. Rob, you've got Packers winning it and Lions as a wild card. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Larry, you've got Lions winning it and Packers as a wild card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just let's take one quick break and we're just going to dive into this real quick. Larry, best division in the NFL this year. How are you seeing that? Who's going to be the toughest division?
The best is either the NFC East or the AFC West.
Okay.
And I think they're fairly equal in terms of how tough, you know, it's going to be to win that division against those opponents. Yeah.
All right. Rob, how do you see toughest division? What do you got?
I couldn't decide between AFC North and AFC West. I know we'll get there, but both those conferences, I mean, you know, three out of the four could end up making the playoffs. So it's between those two for me.
It's crazy because, I could go AFC North. I could go NFC North. I could go AFC West. I don't know that we've ever had four coaches at the same time that all may end up in the Hall of Fame like we do in the AFC West. And here's the reason I bring this up. Not because, hey, the AFC West is going to dominate, but because they might just end up beating each other up. And I think that's something to keep in mind as we go. Some of these, you know, teams in these tough divisions, you guys talked about some other divisions out there, they might beat each other up and it be a very difficult season because of that. Let's go one more round. Larry, worst division in the NFL. Who are you going to give that to?
There's a lot, right? And the reason I say that is because you have those divisions that I picked, you know, the NFC East and the AFC West, which I think have three teams that are really, really good.
Okay.
The worst divisions have, you know, might have one team that is clearly the better team. I have the AFC East, the AFC North, and NFC South really is not very good divisions. NFC South is probably, you know, the easier one to say it's the worst. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I would agree with NFC South. I would even throw out the AFC South. Rob, what do you think worst division is going to be this year?
Yeah, for me, it's AFC South. Again, everybody kind of mediocre. You know, there's probably a couple teams that could win the South, but none of them, you know, probably won't advance, maybe get a game in the playoffs. So for me, it's the AFC South as the worst.
And again, you know, you look at those divisions and you say, hey, the team in the NFC or AFC South, whatever, they're going to have an easier ride because they don't have to get beat up on every single week. So just something to keep in mind as we go forward. Sometimes you can get a team that might be a little more fresh in the postseason because they haven't really been beaten up all year like they're going to. And, you know, some of these divisions that are a little bit tougher, the attrition could be very, very real. Let's jump into one of those divisions that we talked about that I don't know is going to be very good. It is one of the worst divisions in the NFL, and that is the AFC South, where the Houston Texans were the lone team to make the postseason. They're the lone team to even have a winning record. The Texans went 10-7, but they actually won a wild card playoff game against the Chargers, and then they lost to the Chiefs in the divisional round. Quarterback CJ Stroud had a decent season, but he did take a bit of a step back. He threw 20 touchdowns, but he also had 26 turnovers. Here's the problem. CJ Stroud got sacked 52 times last year, and I'm not sure, but the offensive line might be a little bit worse. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but there's a chance that it could be a little bit worse. Rob, Houston, can they dominate this division again, or are they going to be in a dogfight?
It's going to be another dogfight. Like you mentioned, I'm worried about that offensive line. I think the defense is going to be solid and also a little concerned about the run game. Wasn't great. I've got them having the same record as the Jags and then winning the division tiebreaker. So give me the Texans advancing as a division winner.
Okay. You've got Texans getting in. Larry, do you see Houston getting into the postseason?
I do. Okay. And it's a lot like Rob just mentioned, but I've got the Jaguars winning the division with Houston coming in for the wild card.
Okay.
And for that reason, like I think we saw, you know, Stroud have a great season, and then he had, you know, kind of not so great season. So I don't know which way that plays. I just know that I see the improvement on in Jacksonville enough to, and Houston kind of not really having it. So I'm I got Houston in, but not winning the division.
Okay, you've got him as a wild card. I've got him winning it. Rob, you've got him winning it, but in a very, very close one. Well, let's move next to the Indianapolis Colts, who are in a really weird situation. They draft quarterback Anthony Richardson 2 years ago. He can't stay healthy. And when he is healthy, you wish he wasn't healthy. So the Colts decided to hitch their wagon to Daniel Jones. Now, we thought maybe it's just the Giants. No, he's just awful. Here's the worst news. The Colts have some talent on that roster. But head coach Shane Steichen, he needs to win. He's going to lose his job. His heat is hot. Larry, what week will the Colts just blow this whole thing up?
It might be super early again, like before week four, right?
Yeah.
They are going to lose games, and it's just a matter of how, you know, how many times they flip the quarterbacks around. So I don't think they're going to do very well at all. I don't have them coming close to the playoffs. They're going to be a pretty bad team.
Yeah, I don't like the Colts much, and I certainly don't like Daniel Jones. Rob, no. What do you think of the Indianapolis Colts? What are they going to do this year?
I agree with you guys. Just quarterback is such a question. Yeah. I think Steichen is a good coach, but just dealt a bad hand here. So really definitely got him missing the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all set at that same spot. Let's move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who continue to disappoint every single year. Last year was no different. They went 4-13. And I know most of the focus is on quarterback Trevor Lawrence. I get it. But that defense is pretty bad, too. So the Jags went out. They drafted Heisman-winning wide receiver and defensive back Travis Hunter this year. But I'm not really sure. Rob, was that just so he could tackle defenders after they get interceptions against Trevor?
Definitely, yeah. A little insurance for Trevor.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
You like the Jags?
A little bit. I think kind of like the Bears we mentioned, they get the coaching bump here. Also mentioned last year, 2-8 in one score games.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's going to turn around as well. So again, I have them as the same record as the Texans, 8-9, but they lose the tiebreaker. 8-9 is not good enough for a wild card. So yeah, better tie for the division lead.
They were so close, though. They were so close.
Yeah, eight wins isn't enough for the wild card. So I've got them missing, but right there with the Texans.
They were right in the hunt, though. All right, Larry, you like the Jags this year. You think the Jags are going to be a playoff team?
Yeah, this is somewhat of a reach, but I'm doing it anyway. I think the pressure is clearly on Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think he responds. I think they've proved in a couple of care areas. And then, again, they'll be a recipient of a terrible division that they can win against. And that pushes them into the division winner spot.
I could totally see it. I don't have them getting in, but I can see the picture that you both are painting right here. They could make it advance, and they could be an improved team. We'll see if that defense can turn it around. I think that's going to be almost as important as Trevor. Trevor can't be as bad as he's been, but that defense has got to get better. Let's finish off with the Tennessee Titans, who are the worst team in the NFL last year. They went 3-14, and they used that top pick in the NFL draft to grab Miami quarterback Cam Ward. Hey, I actually like this defense a little bit. They scrap. They fight. And I think Cam Ward will be a huge upgrade over Will Levis, who I'm pretty sure, I can't prove it, but I think he was shaving points when I actually watched him. I think the Titans are going to surprise some people this year. No, I'm not saying they're going to be, you know, a winning team, but I think they're going to be a pain. Larry, let's just hope it's not against our Broncos in week one, because that's what I'm worried about.
No doubt. Yeah, that would be a tough one. Look, I think Tennessee is kind of that team that doesn't really know what to do, right? Yeah, so they'll go out and play football and, to your point, be kind of scrappy and just, you know, surprise some people. But rookie quarterback, again, that is not necessarily a winning formula, or, you know, hasn't been traditionally. And they're not a top to bottom, you know, super talented team.
Right.
I see them winning very few games, handful, single digits, you know, in the fives, maybe.
Yeah. And I could see him looking pretty good. But like you said, I just don't know if he has enough help to really.
I like him as a quarterback.
You too.
But he's going to have to, you know, grow up in the NFL. And that doesn't happen right away. So, yeah.
Yeah, he needs some help. Rob, how do you like these Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Ward could be the guy, but there's just not enough talent around him. So, yeah, kind of middle of the road, 5-6 wins. Yeah, but missing the playoffs.
Hey, if they get 5 or 6 wins and Cam Ward looks like the deal, they've got to be feeling great. Because yep. after last year, Will Levis, that was weird. There were games I'm convinced he was like, no, I have got money on the opponent. That was bizarre. I've never seen a quarterback under pressure just do this. And he did it over and over. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He had to be on the day. When we have to wonder if you're shaving points, this might not be for you. This might not be for you. And I don't think the NFL is for Will Levis, and his girlfriend doesn't like him anymore as a result. We go next to the NFC South, another division that is a little bit of a mess. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the only team to qualify for the postseason, but let's start with the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons went 8-9 last year, and after finally realizing, took them a while, that quarterback Kirk Cousins is at best average, they turned the keys over to rookie Michael Penix. I'm going to say that clearly. Some ESPN people don't know how to spell that. Penix. Hey, the offense has some weapons. That defense, though, is still horrible. Rob, is there any chance Penix can play defense?
Can't play defense, but I think he's going to lift the offense a little bit. So I think he's solid. Offense, plenty of weapons. And I think the defense does get a little bit better here. Okay. So in a weak division, medium schedule, this is actually my division winner for the NFC South.
Okay, you've got the Falcons winning the South. I like it. Larry, what about you? Do you like the Falcons?
I'm right there with Rob. I've got him winning the division. I think the offense is going to be pretty good.
So should be.
That's what propels him. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have them in a dogfight for this division, but I think they're going to be right in that 8-9, 9-8 kind of thing. We'll see. I have them in one other team, maybe battling for that spot. Let's go next to the Carolina Panthers, who were awful in 2024. They went 5-12, but they started to show a little bit of fight. Quarterback Bryce Young, he showed some flashes, well, that he might not be horrible. However, all the talk about Bryce Young, how he's, you know, so little, he has to, you know, stand on a stool to get the snap. If you give up 31 points a game, you're not going to win. It doesn't matter what Bryce Young does. That's way too many points. But Larry, honestly, isn't this exactly what owner David Tepper deserves? I mean, I think he's a horrible person.
Yeah, pretty much. They don't. It hasn't felt like they've put an emphasis on being a better football team. You know?
No, he just fires people.
Right. I like the Bryce Young story a little bit.
If I do too.
He gets a little redemption, I think that's good. He showed some of those flashes in the game against Denver last year. It might have been maybe his first game back, and you could tell he kind of knew what he was doing. But
looked like he benefited from sitting out for a minute.
It did, yeah. Unfortunately, he plays for Carolina, and they're just not going to be very good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think they're going to be bad again this year. Rob, do you like the Panthers at all?
No, I'm in agreement with you guys. Like you said, Young did show some flashes, but I'm still not convinced on him. Yeah, so we'll see. Like I said, I don't have a real good read on this team, but I'll definitely not making the playoffs.
They better upgrade that defense, and I know that doesn't get talked about as much, but it was bad. The New Orleans Saints also went 5-12 last year, and then somehow things got worse because Derek Carr got hurt, and then he retired. That's not actually the bad part because Carr was terrible. The bad part is that somehow the Saints hadn't planned for Carr to get hurt, despite the fact he's always hurt. So they had to turn the offense over to rookie Spencer Rattler, who looks more like an Arena League quarterback than an NFL quarterback. Rob, are the Saints going to be the worst team in the league this year?
Pretty close.
They're going to be in it, right?
Like you said, yeah, because of the QB situation is just not promising at all. And even, you know, like we talked about the Giants and teams like that, they don't have, you know, somebody on the bench that, you know, could maybe come in. So it's just completely bleak at QB. So, yeah, I've got them being real bad and obviously missing the playoffs.
Larry, if you're the Saints and you wanted to tank for Arch Manning, this had to be a real rough weekend.
Well, yeah, for sure, right? I mean,
yeah.
But there are other quarterbacks to tank for.
True story. No, you're right.
And they'll either do it intentionally or unintentionally. A bad quarterback situation. You know, they're totally, you know, I guess I'll use the word rebuilding. I don't know if they know what that means, but
no, they don't.
Yeah. No, they're going to be down there at the bottom also.
Yeah. I think they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league, if not the worst. We finish up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who won this awful division last year by, well, kind of default, but there are some things to feel good about here. Quarterback Baker Mayfield, it kind of seems like he figured out how to play quarterback. Running back Bucky Irving, tough guy. The receivers are solid if they're healthy. They're not often healthy. They really need a pass rush, though. That defense isn't very good, and primarily because they just don't get after the passer. They allow way too many passing yards. Larry, is Baker Mayfield's Napoleon complex enough to carry these Buccaneers to the playoffs?
No, it isn't.
No.
I get it. You know, he's an NFL quality quarterback, but I don't think he's a very good NFL quality quarterback. So I've never had a ton of faith in Baker Mayfield. I'm not going to start now. Sure. I don't even have them making the playoffs this year.
Okay. All right. Rob, what say you? How are the Buccaneers going to be?
I've actually got him in as a wild card. I think the offense is solid. Defense is young, but I think they're going to improve. So this is a team, I got them actually with the same record as the Falcons. Falcons win the tiebreaker, but Bucks sneak in as a wild card.
Okay. I've got the Bucks as the champs. I've got them kind of same thing that you had in the AFC South. Same record, really right around 500, but the Bucks get the tiebreaker for whatever awful reason. All right, let's get to our final divisions. We get to the AFC West, where the Denver Broncos were a pleasant surprise last year. They went 10-7. They made the playoffs for the first time in a decade under rookie quarterback Bo Nix and a very opportunistic defense. Hey, the Broncos are a really popular dark horse pick by many of the so-called experts. But I'm going to throw a little water on this. I'm going to give you the quarterbacks that the Broncos beat in 2024. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Gardner Minshew, Spencer Rattler, Bryce Young, Kirk Cousins, Anthony Richardson, Jameis Winston, and Carson Wentz. Rob, that's not very good. Are the Broncos really a contender?
They're going to be in the mix. I still think that defense is legit, despite those quarterbacks that you just named.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, second year, maybe a slight step back. But again, I don't think he has to do a lot because of that defense. 20 returning starters. So they're going to be right there in the mix, but I actually have them missing the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Larry, Denver Broncos, we're going to take a full home review. I'm totally okay with that. What do you got? What are the Broncos going to do?
Broncos win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
A lot of the same stuff you guys have said, but here's the difference for me. I don't think Nix is going to take a step back.
Okay.
I think the game plan is more predicated on Sean Payton and calling an offensive game plan versus Bo Nix's athletic ability that either works or doesn't work, depending on how you, what his film looks like. So, you know, I think they'll be better than last year, and I think they get the wild card.
Okay. Yeah. I've got them as a wild card. I'll tell you what could really be a game changer. One, if they can get that running game going, they bring in RJ Harvey, they bring in J.K. Dobbins. And two, I think Evan Engram, if he stays healthy at tight end, could be a game changer for them, because you saw in the preseason, and I know it's preseason, it doesn't matter that much. He can make big plays, and he can give that security blanket to a young quarterback that has never had a security blanket so far. Also, first time since high school, Bo Nix gets both his head coach and his offensive coordinator back, which is insane. He's never played for two in a row with them being the same guys. He actually gets the same system. I've got them in as a wild card. Larry, you've got them as a wild card. Rob, you have them just missing. And somewhere, Mike from Castle Rock has them winning the Super Bowl. Next up, the Kansas City Chiefs went 15-2 last year. They went all the way to Super Bowl 59, and then they lost the Eagles. Now, that offensive line was a problem at times. And the Chiefs did go out, and they tried to fix that. That's the good news. The bad is that Super Bowl losers tend to slump. And I know people don't want to hear that. It just happens. Also, there's no way the Chiefs are going to go 11-0 in one score games again. We talked about that earlier. Those things tend to balance out. Wide receiver Rashee Rice will be suspended 6 games. Now, Larry, this is hard to look into the future, but with Travis Kelce being pregnant with Taylor Swift's baby, could that be a hindrance to this team?
He's going to have to take at least 4 months off.
See? I mean, that to me is a game breaker.
They had to install a maternity room in the locker room. He's not gotten any younger, right?
No,
and,
no.
Casey's going to be a good team. I have them winning the division, but year after year after year of playing at a high level and in the extended season, in the postseason, takes its toll. And I don't care what anybody says. They're not going to win those, like you said. They are not going to win 11 games with one score, you know, type things. Kind of catches up to them this year, but not until they win the division.
Okay, yeah, I've got the same thing. I've got them to win division. I'm not going to bet against Patrick Mahomes, but there are a lot of concerns I would have looking at these Chiefs. Rob, do you like the Kansas City Chiefs this year?
Yeah, same as you guys said. They definitely drop a couple games, but still probably 11, 12 wins. So, yeah, I've got them. This is my division winner as well.
Okay. Yeah, it's mine as well. And, Larry, I'm assuming that's your division winner as well.
Yep.
Okay, let's move forward to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders underachieved again in 2024. They went just 4-13. So they fired yet another head coach, and they bring in 94-year-old Pete Carroll. Hey, that gum-chewing maniac might be a weirdo, but he's better than what they've had there in decades. The Raiders also get quarterback Geno Smith. They get wide receiver Amari Cooper. They draft Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty. I don't know. Are the Raiders about to be good again? Rob, are Wham, slap bracelets, and Bugle Boy jeans about to be cool again? Is Ronald Reagan about to be president again? What do you say, Rob?
Yeah, all that bowl haircuts are back for everybody. Raiders, this is like the Bears and the Jags. I think we get the coaching bump here. So better, but again, definitely not making the playoffs, but better, more competitive.
Well, and, you know, we talked about the AFC West being one of the toughest divisions. I think, as weird as it sounds, it's going to be really tough on the Raiders because, hey, they are getting better. They are making some improvements. And also, you're going to get beat up week in, week out by those other three teams. It might not necessarily translate into wins and losses. But, Larry, what do you see from the Raiders?
I see Ashton Jeanty being the best part of this team. Yeah. I think he's going to be a phenomenal running back. Whether they use him the right way or not, I guess, you know, we'll see. But improved, but still not. I mean, they had a long way to go. So, no, I don't have them in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I don't either. I do know this. I know if they get down to the goal line, Pete Carroll ain't giving that ball to Ashton Jeanty. He's throwing that slant, and it's getting intercepted. We all know that's coming, so we can pretend it's not, but we know it's coming. That idiot. The Los Angeles Chargers, hey, they kind of seem like they're building something under head coach Jim Harbaugh. Last year, they go 11-6, but then lost to Houston in the playoffs. But Harbaugh is making the Chargers a more physical team. I mean, I do kind of wonder how much we can trust quarterback Justin Herbert, but one interesting thing, immediately after signing him to a huge contract extension, the Chargers lose offensive tackle Rashawn Slater for the season with a knee injury. Larry, why won't the Chargers just admit they're cursed and apologize to Marty Schottenheimer's family?
I don't know. They should do whatever they got to do because, you know, I've been reluctant to chalk it up to being cursed, but they are.
They're
100%. I'm totally convinced of it now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the Chargers are going to charge her, right? Yep. And it's going to happen. Back in the day, I used to think Arizona was always an up-and-coming team, right? And, you know, they fooled me. I'm not getting fooled by the Raiders.
All right.
The Chargers.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. They look cursed, don't they?
Every year, I feel optimistic about them, and then something happens.
And then they play. And then the games start.
Yeah.
Rob, how do you like the Chargers this year? Are they gonna finally break the curse?
Yes, they sneak in. This is my last wild card team. Okay. Yeah, it's between them and the Broncos. They win that last game of the season and sneak in as the last wild card. So, yeah, Chargers in.
So I've got Chiefs winning it. I've got Chargers and Broncos getting in. Larry, you have Chiefs winning it, and you have Broncos getting in?
I have the Broncos as a wild card. Yeah, and that's
okay.
It.
And then Rob has Chiefs winning it and Chargers getting the wild card. Okay.
Yep.
Well, there is our AFC West. Let's finish up with the NFC West, where the Los Angeles Rams won the division. They made the playoffs, and they actually proved to be a pretty tough out. But let's start with the Arizona Cardinals. They went 8-9 last year. Hey, they went and made some upgrades to this defense, though. They pick up pass rusher Josh Sweat. They added some talent on defense in the draft. I mean, it's the hardest question, though. Rob, can Kyler Murray be more consistent? Maybe a little less Call of Duty.
I don't think so. I think we kind of get the same as last year. They're going to start off fast and then just down the stretch for whatever reason fade. So, yeah, start off, like I said, start off fast. They're going to be in the hunt. But like I said, down the stretch, they're going to lose those games that they need to win. So I've got them missing the playoffs.
Again, every year, Larry, you just talked about it. They do the same thing every year. We fall for it. We look at them at the midway point. We're like, I don't know. Arizona might have figured it out. And there's a big Call of Duty tournament. Kyler forgets how to run his plays. He doesn't know what he's doing. Can't get on the roller coaster. He's too little. Larry, are the Arizona Cardinals going to do anything this year?
No, it's just exactly like that. No. And hey, look, Kyler has been there for a few years now, right?
Yeah.
And nothing has changed, really. No. No. So I don't know why anything would change this year. That's what I'm, you know, I'm not going to try and overthink this one either.
I understand. I'm going to put him into the wild card just purely out of stupidity. And there's literally nothing else it could possibly be. The Los Angeles Rams went 10-7 last year. And honestly, I'm watching the Rams and I'm not even that impressed. And then they get to the postseason. They beat the Vikings. They give the Eagles all they wanted in the playoffs before bowing out. That Rams defense is pretty average. But if Matt Stafford is healthy, he just kind of carries the Rams to wins. He just kind of makes them win. The concern, though, is I don't know if Stafford is healthy. He's already banged up. He hasn't hardly played, but he's banged up. He's banged up from sitting on the couch. I don't know how. But Larry, the backup now is Jimmy Garoppolo. And he could end up being the starter. And being in LA now, he's got access to a lot of, you know, porn stars. Larry, could Jimmy G be the first NFL player to hit the injury report for an STD?
There's got to be somebody that's been on that list before.
Probably. I mean, they just didn't label it as that.
Yeah. Yeah. For the reasons you just said, I think they're pretty good. I have them winning the division. I like their running game, but it all does really, you know, it all boils down to Stafford. If he's healthy and he's in the game, then I think they're as good as I think they are. Obviously, if he's not, then it scraps, you know, my whole plan here. But I do think that top to bottom, they're the best in the division.
Okay. Rob, Sean McVay is a really, really good coach. He puts together some offensive things. For some reason, he gets his wide receivers open every time. But if they're going with Jimmy G, are the Rams going to do anything?
Yeah, I think they will. Okay. I think Stafford stays healthy long enough that Jimmy G only has to play 3 or 4 games, and then it's the same Jimmy G in San Francisco. McVay's a good enough coach to design up, you know, enough for a couple games to keep them in it. So, yeah, start off strong, survive the Stafford injury late in the season, and sneak into the playoffs as a wild card for me.
Okay. Yeah, I've got them as the division champs. Larry's got them as champs, but you've got them as a wild card. And I'll just say this. Keep penicillin on hand for Jimmy G. The San Francisco 49ers had a rough year in 2024, hampered by numerous injuries. The Niners limped to a 6-11 record. And then after the season, everybody left. They lose Dre Greenlaw, Deebo Samuel, Charvarius Ward, Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd, a number of guys left. However, many of the experts like the Niners to be kind of a sneaky contender this year. Rob, how the loss of their best players somehow make the Niners better?
The schedule is the answer to that question. And yeah, easy schedule. Also, Robert Saleh's back as the defensive coordinator. Yeah. So, again, because of all the injuries last year, I think they're healthier. So that with the easier schedule, this is my division winner.
Okay. Rob's got the Niners winning the division. He's got the Rams sneaking in. Larry, how do you like the Niners this year?
I've got them as a wild card.
Okay.
And a lot of the things you guys just talked about, Robert Saleh, I think, is a big piece of that, being able to bolster that defense. They're going to get injured. I think this is another team where, like, they do have guys, the big pieces, right? Like critical pieces.
Their whole wide receiver core. Yeah.
That end up getting injured, right? So, but, you know, I think they have the things in place to kind of, you know, fill those holes for, you know, 2 games here, 3 games there, stuff like that, and schedule. So, for sure.
Okay.
Well, wild card.
Got him in. You got him in as a wild card. Rob's got him as his division winner. I've got them keeping that gurney warm for Christian McCaffrey. We finish off with the Seattle Seahawks, who were just inconsistent last year. They finished 10-7, but they just missed the playoffs. And then they trade away quarterback Geno Smith. They pick up Sam Darnold to take his place. They did add wide receiver Cooper Kupp. They added offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. We know Kubiak has a history of kind of being pretty good with his quarterbacks. So there is some excitement in Seattle. Larry, which week will Sam Darnold get benched?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that's
feels like it's coming, question. Though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no one really knows, or that's the topic, right? Was Darnold a product of the Minnesota scheme and all kind? And he sure. was, I think, for sure.
Looks right? like it.
And that's not a bad thing.
No.
But I just don't think they have the same rigor in Seattle. So I don't know if he's going to be the same quarterback. And I just don't know that they have enough talent, with the rest of the team to compete for a division title. I don't have them in the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't either. I'm gonna have Seattle just outside, maybe kind of a 7-10, 8-9 kind of year. Rob, how do you like the Seattle Seahawks this year?
Same as you guys. Like I said, got questions about the quarterback. So they're always going to be probably like a game or two behind, but they just, can never make up the ground. So I've got them missing the playoffs.
All right. Well, we have now gone through every single team in the NFL, and now we're going to ramp this up a little bit. We're going to get it a little tougher here. Because now we are going to make our playoff predictions. And first and foremost, we're just going to go through the AFC. Give me your seeds 1-7 of who is getting into the playoffs. Larry, I will start it with you. Who is your number one seed in the AFC? And let's count right through to 7.
Number one seed in the AFC is Baltimore.
Okay.
I got Buffalo 2.
Yep.
I've got Jacksonville 3.
Okay.
KC 4.
All right. And now let's get to our wild cards. Who are your 5, 6, and 7?
5 is Denver.
Okay.
6 is Cincy. 7 is Houston.
All right, Rob, you are up. Let's have your 1 seed.
1 overall seed, Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
2, the Chiefs. 3, Ravens. And last division winner, Houston Texans.
All right. And then your 3 wild cards will be who coming out of the AFC?
Wild cards, Cincinnati Bengals. 6, New England Patriots. And 7, the Chargers.
All right. I'm going to go 1, Ravens. 2, I'm going to give to the Bills. 3, Kansas City Chiefs. And 4, division winner, Houston Texans. My Broncos are going to be my 5 seed, Chargers a 6 seed, and the Steelers I'm going to have sneaking in as my 7. All right, Larry, you are up in the NFC. Who are your NFC seeds?
Okay, 1 is Detroit.
All right.
And then I think I misspoke earlier. I've got Washington winning that division with the 2 seed.
Okay. You've got Washington as the 2. All right.
Yep. Rams 3.
Okay.
Atlanta for 4.
Atlanta gets the 4. And then give me your 3 wild card.
Philly.
Philly 5. Is a wild card. All right.
Green Bay 6 and San Francisco 7.
All right. Rob, you are up. What do things look like in the NFC?
Overall, 1 seed, the 49ers.
Woo!
2, Eagles. 3, the Packers. And 4, the Falcons. And then wild cards, the Rams 5, Bucks 6, and Detroit Lions 7.
And then in the NFC, I have the Eagles taking that 1 seed. I've got the Packers getting the 2 seed. Tampa Bay gets the 3 seed, and my final division winner will be the Rams coming out of the NFC West. My wild card winners will be at 5, Detroit, 6. I do have Washington sneaking in, and I have the Minnesota Vikings at my 7 seed. All right. So then take a look forward to your wild card round. You should have a 2 versus a 7. Larry, I believe in the AFC, you would have Buffalo versus Houston, maybe?
I've got Buffalo versus Houston.
And, who's coming out on top of that?
And I've got Buffalo coming out on top.
All right. Rob, who do you have as your 2 versus 7 in the AFC?
For me, it's going to be the Chiefs versus the Chargers, and I have the Chiefs winning that game.
That would be a fun playoff game if we get that. I have got the 2 versus 7 would be the Buffalo Bills versus the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I have got the Bills walking away with that pretty darn easily. All right, let's go over to the NFC. Number 2 versus number 7. Larry, I believe you have Washington versus San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah, that's correct, and I've got Washington winning that.
All right. I believe Rob has the Eagles facing the Lions.
Is that right? Yes, it's going to be a good one, but I got the Eagles advancing.
All right, and I have the Packers versus the Vikings in a divisional game, and I've got the Packers advancing. All right, also in wild card weekend, we have a number 3 versus number 6. Larry, here's your 3 versus 6.
I've got Cincinnati and Jacksonville, and I got Cincinnati winning.
All right. Rob, your 3 versus 6 would be who?
Ravens versus the Patriots, and give me the Ravens advancing.
All right, and I have the Chiefs versus the Chargers, also in that divisional matchup, and I'm going to have the Chargers advancing.
Nice.
And down go the Chiefs. But hey, they got to the playoffs. They made it. They just didn't get very far once they got there. NFC 3 versus 6. Who do you have? So Larry, you're up.
I've got the Rams versus Green Bay, and I've got Green Bay winning that.
All right. 3 versus 6 on the NFC side. Rob, what do you have?
For me, it's Packers versus the Bucks, and I've got the Packers advancing.
Packers move on. Hey, kind of liking these Packers. Gonna have to see if they can actually step up and do this. 3 versus 6. I've got the Buccaneers versus the Commanders, and I've got Tampa moving on. Commanders go home. All right, our final wild card weekend game would be the 4 versus 5 in the AFC. Larry, what do you have?
I've got Denver versus Kansas City, and I've got Denver winning.
Ooh, all right, that's a little bit spicy. I kind of like that. Denver moves on. Rob, what do you got? 4 versus 5 in the AFC.
4-5 for me is Texans versus the Bengals, and I have the Bengals advancing.
All right. I've got Texans versus Broncos, and I've got Broncos moving on. So they get through at least a wild card game. I don't know if they're going to get any further, but they get a wild card game. All right, let's move over to the final game of the wild card weekend in the NFC. Larry, who's your 4 versus 5 in the NFC?
4 against 5 is Atlanta against Philly. Philly winning.
Philly goes on. I could see that. Rob, 4 versus 5 in the wild card round in the NFC.
4 versus 5, Falcons versus the Rams. Stafford is hurt, so the Falcons advance.
Oh, wow. Michael Penix gets through. I have Rams versus Lions, and I have the Lions moving on. Okay, so we get to the divisional weekend. Let's go AFC. We're going to go both games here. Divisional weekend. Larry, who is your AFC 2 divisional games?
I've got Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Ooh, that'd be a good game.
Baltimore wins.
Baltimore advances.
Buffalo, Denver. Buffalo wins again.
Okay. Rob, you're up. AFC side, divisional, give me both games.
First game is Bills versus the Bengals. Full shootout here, but the Bills advance. And then I have Chiefs versus Ravens. And this is where the Chiefs goes down.
All right.
Ravens advancing.
So we've got Ravens. All right. I've got number 2 Bills versus number 5 Broncos. And the Bills go on. And then I've got number 1 Ravens versus number 6 Chargers. And Ravens go on. So I'm back to Ravens and Bills, just like we had this last year. All right. Let's move over to the NFC side. Larry, give me your 2 divisional round games in the NFC. Who do you have advancing?
All right. I've got Detroit versus Green Bay. Detroit wins. Washington versus Philly. Sorry, Rob. Washington wins.
Ooh, Washington knocks off the champs. All right. Rob, you are up. NFC side divisional round. Give me your games.
Yeah, first game, 49ers versus the Falcons, and I have the 49ers advancing. Second game, Eagles versus the Packers. Tush push all day. Eagles advance.
All right. I've got in my divisional round Packers
as the number two facing the Buccaneers. Packers advance. And then I've got Eagles playing the Lions, and Eagles advance. Okay, so we are now to the championship games. Larry, I believe you have Baltimore versus Buffalo.
Baltimore and Buffalo. Baltimore okay. wins.
Baltimore wins. And yeah. then on the NFC side, Larry, you've got Detroit versus Washington. Is that right?
Detroit versus Washington, and Detroit wins.
All right. Larry has got a Ravens versus Lions Super Bowl. I like that pick. That's pretty solid. I could see that happening. Rob, let's see both of your championship games. I believe you have Bills versus Ravens.
Yep, Bills versus Ravens. And
who's going on?
Ravens get them this time.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, NFC side, you have got Niners versus Eagles. Who's winning this thing?
Eagles. Niners, too many injuries, catches up with them, not enough depth. Eagles advance.
All right.
Rob gets to play the homer card and I know. The defending Super Bowl champion.
I
card.
Know. He's got it, it. It's good to be the king.
And, right? and we can't say anything.
No. It's good to be the king. All right. I have got Ravens versus Bills. But the game, I struggle with this, but I'm going to go Bills. I think the Bills upgraded that defense enough. I think I'm going to go Bills. It should be Ravens. Everything tells me Ravens. I'm going to say Bills. And on the other side, I've got Eagles versus Packers. And I have got Eagles advancing, which means I've got Bills versus Eagles. All right. Here it is. Lay it out for us, Larry. Super Bowl 60, Santa Clara, California. You have the Baltimore Ravens versus the Detroit Lions. Who is coming out on top?
I'm taking Baltimore.
Baltimore to win it yeah. all.
Yep.
All right. Rob?
It's happening.
You've got the Ravens versus the Eagles. What's going to happen in Super Bowl 60?
It's not a homer pick, but give me the Eagles. Two in a row.
Woo.
All right. And I have got the Buffalo Bills versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And just to be different, I'm going to go Bills coming out on top. And then the world ends because there's no way. It just, I mean, the world will implode on itself if the Buffalo Bills actually win anything. I can't imagine the amount of lawn furniture that will be lit on fire up in that place.
Then they're really going to have to move.
Oh, they will. Yeah, they won't have a choice. They'll burn it to the ground if they actually did it. So, yeah. Either way, I look at these matchups that we have. I'd be okay with any of them, and I could see any of them taking place. You know, Rob and I talked about it a little bit last week. You're kind of looking at these teams. You can kind of talk yourself in and talk yourself out, but I think we're kind of down to five or six teams on either side that you're like, no, things fall the right way. Injuries go the right way. It's going to be, you know, one of these teams, and I could absolutely see the lineups that we have, you know, coming actually true, because I think we do have some of the best teams in our picks. All right.
Yeah.
I want to thank you both for coming in, doing our NFL preview, breaking down exactly what's going to happen. And we did have a lot of picks in common because I think we are looking at some of the top teams. But Rob, do you have any departing words of wisdom? Do you have anything to end this podcast with? What do you have as we get ready for the 2025 NFL season?
No, I'm just glad it's finally here. I hope it goes slow. Always, it feels like we wait forever. And then yep. before you know it, it's week 7 and 8. But yeah, glad that it's here, and go Birds.
Hey, you got those Cowboys tomorrow night. That opening night is always so weird because you had like 8 months to prep for it. So I don't even take that much out of week one, but Rob, get it started. Get it started right. Just beat yeah. the dog out of them tomorrow night. Yeah. Honestly, it'll make yeah. me feel so much better. All right, Larry, any departing words of wisdom?
We want to see a lot of close-ups of Jerry Jones, right? Yes. Isn't that yes. what we're looking forward to most?
Just, I think. Just up there. No idea yeah, what's no, going on.
We say this every year. I know we do. It's a broken record, but man, it's so fun to have that that game coming up, and yep. And then, you know, full slate of games on the weekend. So it's fantastic. Just can't wait.
I can't either, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, we had a really fun weekend of college football this past weekend. We actually had something to turn on and watch, which was like just amazing. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We just had game after game. I loved it. And now we get to add the NFL to it. And the NFL, I mean, yes, they get a lot of things wrong. And at the end of the day, I'm watching all the games that come on still. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a very, very fun season. I want to thank you both for coming in. I know we wish Mike would have been here. He said he wanted to be here, but he just had some things come up. He will be back, I am sure, to break down things at the halfway point. You know the thing we can look forward to? He'll say that he got all his picks right. He just won't tell us what they are now, but we can look forward to that. Hey, I want to say thank you both for all you contributed to the Daily Dose. We always appreciate your visits, and let's go watch some NFL. Hey, next week on The Dose, college football is underway. The NFL will also be off and running. We just might have to take a look at some of the biggest overreactions from what is sure to be another wild weekend in the world of football. So be sure you check out The Dose, and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to each member of our illustrious panel for their contributions to The Daily Dose. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy the opening weekend of the NFL.
Spectacular.